Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome in. It's an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special on the Off the Woodwork podcast from 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Late last week, Carlton Cole and West Ham made a visit to Atlanta, and myself and Madison Cruz had the opportunity to chat with Carlton about the trip, about his time at West Ham as a player, about what he does with the club today, a very important role, and just why Atlanta, why is this important? Why is this a big deal? The Premier League Summer Series, West Ham is one of four Premier League clubs making the trip to Atlanta and to other locations in the United States to play games ahead of the next Premier League season. Fun chat. We got into some music. We got into all kinds of things. Carlton was at the Atlanta United match on the weekend. You get a glimpse of his expectations here and kind of what he was looking forward to about the game and about Atlanta and about his return trip coming up in a couple of months to support his West Ham side. Here's our conversation, and it started with just a catching up and a get to know you about the visit to the ATL. Here's Carlton Cole with myself and Madison Cruz from last week. Is this your first time to Atlanta?
Yeah, this is my first time. I haven't seen anything yet, but I've just landed last night, but I'm looking forward to it. It's my first location I've been to, apart from the hotel room, and it's opened up to a quite impressive performance. Obviously it's Mercedes-Benz, so I wasn't expecting anything less.
When you think of Atlanta, when you were coming and you're like, okay, I'm going to Atlanta for the first time, yeah. What do you think of?
When I think of Atlanta, I think of rappers.
Okay. Who's your favorite?
Tip.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's ATL, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
he's a legend. Absolutely. Yeah, legend.
So he's one of my favorites. So when I think of it, and I think of what else do I think of? I think of Ludacris.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I think of Ludacris. So so when I look at these like a stadium like this, I can imagine them in the middle performing. And me being in the crowd, chanting their names and singing every word of their songs.
That's awesome. I'll have to show you the video for Falcons games. They do all kinds of crazy
Falcons
things.
Falcons as well, yeah.
Ludacris came down on a bungee cord.
What?
From the roof. Yes.
What, from up there?
From up there, because that opens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a madman.
Yeah, I'll show you the video when we're done.
I ain't doing that for entertainment. No way.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Actually, I might go. I've done it before, so I've done that before out in Australia, haven't I? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not far off.
Nice.
With there being such a big presence, especially with West Ham supporters here in the U.S. and here in Atlanta, does that surprise you? And also, like, seeing the growth of the Premier League here in the U.S. as well?
No, it don't surprise me. Look, I've been to a few states where there's a lot of people that follow football, soccer, whatever you want to call it. I thought Atlanta would be that kind of, because it's a very multicultural place. And I thought that would bring a lot of interest from football. Football's a world-renowned sport. And so Atlanta, as soon as I saw the Mercedes-Benz, That was the part that I felt that was the change for me, where I thought Atlanta took the game very seriously. Because I was like, why are they putting a Mercedes-Benz putting a stadium in Atlanta for? Then that's when I started doing my research. And I was like, okay, I understand they love the game that much, where they've put a proper big stadium out here for the fans to indulge in. So, yeah, I thought it was a great idea. And, I've been looking ever since.
I think also as well, just going back to when you first started playing soccer, what was the moment for you where you realised that football was where you wanted to be?
There wasn't a moment like that, really. I was just kind of guided into playing football, and obviously West Ham United gave me the platform, because I was at Chelsea before. They gave me the break, then West Ham United gave me the platform to show what I can do, and that's when I knew that people depended on me. So that was probably the moment where I felt, okay, maybe I've made it, because I've never thought that I'd made it, and there was never a point when the penny dropped. It was just a gradual process. And I think that's like in everything in life. You don't know. There's not like a moment. It might be just be something that you've been working hard towards. And it's a little bit like having a stadium here. You've been working hard to get such a stadium like this at such a big place for football. And Atlanta deserves it. And I think I deserve my career.
When you think back to joining West Ham, is there a time where, you know, you'd come from other clubs and you feel like, I'm part of the West Ham family now? Is there a moment where you feel like clicked for you?
There was a point when that happened. We just got relegated to the Championship from the Premier League. And then I felt that I needed to, because I could have stayed in the Premier League and I could have transferred. But I felt, for me and myself, and I'm not a man that likes a lot of change. So I felt that if I can help, because we had a good team at that time, and we shouldn't have been relegated anyway, it was just incompetence. And then I felt if I stay here and try and work my way back, because West Ham is a working man's club, and I kind of suit that ethos, because that's what I've seen all my life. I see my mum work hard, I see my uncle work hard, everyone around me has been working hard. So I'm from that ilk. So I just felt that I needed to stay at West Ham to try and work hard to get back into the Premier League, and not leave with my tail between my legs in shame. And I got lucky, because it's hard to go down and come back up straight away. But we had the mentality and the players to do it, and we did. And we done it in a spectacular way. We went to Wembley, the big old Wembley, which is actually... This stadium's kind of competed
a little bit.
Wembley, yeah, a little bit, yeah. But I went, we played our game, we played a final in Wembley, playoff finals, 2012, and that's probably what I'm remembered for, because that's a hell of a game. Scored one and I set up the winner. So I was quite influential, and it all came together and it was all worth it. And then we got promoted again to the Premier League, and I think that's where the endearment with me and the fans came. And we grew from there.
Why was it important for you to stay connected to West Ham at this stage of your career in the game?
Listen, West Ham are one of the clubs that I would probably say look after their ex-pros better than anybody else. Like now I'm the loans manager, I'm loans and pathway manager. And when I first finished, they gave me a coaching role as well, because they wanted to keep because we know the culture of the club. And they want to keep that continuity to give it to the youth players. And I felt that I was part of that, and they made me always feel part of that. And we've got a lot of players that, not just me, we've got some other ambassadors of the club that really fly that flag for the club anywhere they go. And West Ham really, really try and make that a good thing for everybody to understand that we look after our own, even when they leave.
How will the Summer Series being here in Atlanta help grow the game and grow Premier League, especially here in the US?
Well, you can see what's going to be happening. You're going to have an influx of different people coming that fancy it from Europe. Say, oh, I want to go America. Oh, they're playing. I don't even support them, but let me go and have a look, you know. And it's just going to bring multiple parts of interest from different demographic of fans that's going to come into one place and support one team. It might be their new team. It might be someone they're familiar with. It might be actually they support this team. So we're going to have a lot of people coming together trying to make a hell of a noise in the stadium and just be part of that Premier League experience, because I think it's a bit unfair that we can't share what we see on a weekly basis with the world. You can only see it on the TV. So if we're going to bring it to Atlanta, we're going to bring the noise and everybody can be involved in it. So it'll be really, really special.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On this road trip for you, being here in Atlanta, tomorrow Atlanta United plays Dallas. Are you excited about being at the match and seeing the atmosphere?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I've been to some MLS matches before. I played in the USL, you know what it is? The fans are the vibe. Like, they come with the drums. They make sure that everybody's on. It's just crazy. And I didn't know that was happening in America. I've never been, before I came here, I'd never seen gone to a match before. But the fans actually make it. You got the battalions, you got like the, with the ultras. You got all the different departments of the fan base there, you can say. That reminds me of Europe, you know? So yeah, you really have a go over here. And I'm really interested to see how the Atlanteans do it. Is that a thing? Atlanteans?
Atlantans.
Atlantans, that's
that'll
it.
Work.
Atlantans.
Hey,
Atlanteans. That sounds like you're from space or something, right?
You could go ATLians too if you want to.
ATLians. Oh, ATLians. That's what that's where I should have went. I went too modern. I should have gone Outcast.
No, that's all good.
Outcast is my people then. I love Outcast, man.
It's all good.
Andre 3000.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to hear about your pathway job. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
always very cool to me. We talk a lot about development. We cover the academy games.
Yeah.
We cover the second team for Atlanta United. Those pathways are always so important. What is your role for that at West Ham?
Okay, so as I said, I was coaching before. So I was coaching for 3 years. And the boys that you're going to probably see mm-hmm. out here playing that I've got – I've always had quite a good rapport with the club and really good players. They'll probably be in the first team. And I coached some of these boys coming through. Not saying that they learned anything from me, but I had a hand in their development. And now I get to put some of these boys out on loan because I want more progressive. It depends what manager you have. Sometimes the last two managers we had didn't really have the time to grow and nurture because they didn't have the... But we got Graham Potter in because... We know Graham Potter likes to play the youth.
Yeah.
So if you know anything about West Ham United, we've got a real, real big background on youth players coming through. We've developed the likes of Rio Ferdinand, Joe Cole, Anton Ferdinand, Michael Carrick, Manchester United. Everyone knows him. He was at West Ham United before. Glenn Johnson. Loads of great talents. I could name a few more, but we've got that name of being the Academy of Football. So now, when you see some of these boys, they're coming through the ranks, they need to be playing regular football. So I'll get them regular football if the manager is not ready for them, or the manager don't think they're ready for his team. So I'm the one that he sends them to and says, can you put them in a suitable team? So I do all my data work. I work with a team behind me that really help me and prop me up. But we create a pathway for these boys to go and get regular football. When they come back to the club, they should be ready. If they're not ready, I'll send them out again to go and get ready. But there is a process, and some of the boys will be playing in the tournament over here.
Excellent.
So you'll see some of them on stage.
Excellent. I got to ask you one more. Friend of our network, somebody we've gotten to know over the years, Jack Collison.
Yeah.
Do you have a Jack Collison story you'd like to share?
I do have a Jack Collison story, but it's not for TV.
That's what I figured. Knowing Jack, that's what I figured. Yes.
I think everybody knows that, right? Yeah, I can't be sharing that out because I'll do him a disservice. But me and Jack go way back.
Yeah.
I saw him when I was in the team when he made his debut, and I'm really proud of him of what he achieved. He got a bad injury at such an early age. Actually, I scored one of my best goals in that game. He got that injury in.
Oh, wow.
And it was downhill for him then. And I don't know what it would look like in today's medicine. Maybe he could have prolonged a little bit longer, but he did really struggle with the injury he had and he couldn't perform to the level that he wanted. So I really felt for him. And that's the same with anybody in football and sports. You always run the risk of having that one game where you have a bad injury and it's over for you. And it does take some know-how to get through that or navigate through those feelings and emotions. And he's done that. He's come out on the other side looking well, coaching now, coached here as well. So I'm really proud of him. And whenever I saw that, I actually coached with him when I started coaching at West Ham.
Oh, that's cool.
So I joined him for 6 months with the under-18s. Mm-hmm. And he showed me, he was really impressive because you've got to remember, he's way younger than me. And then I'm seeing him dictate and really going for it because he started at Peterborough, then we got him in at the under-18 level and he's done really well. So good luck to him and his future and anything he wants to do.
You'll see players tomorrow in the Atlanta United match that he really had a big hand in developing through the second team and through the academy.
So, yeah, I'm glad to see it because he's got so much to give the game. And hopefully he carries on his career and then does really well.
Cool. A great time chatting with Carlton Cole. And big time thank you to everybody with West Ham United and Mercedes-Benz Stadium for allowing us to have that little conversation. Carlton had a blast at the match. I've seen some of the videos. I've seen some of the pictures. Fair to say, Carlton Cole is now a fan of the city of Atlanta, and we will see him again very, very soon as West Ham comes back for the Premier League Summer Series. Tickets are on sale now. Get a chance to watch some Premier League soccer at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in August. Plenty more to come on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We'll be back live on air with Madison on the radio station, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app on Tuesday night, April 8th, with a live show after Atlanta Hawks post game. Around 10 o'clock, but stay tuned in case of overtime, in case of anything that pushes that back just a little bit. Make sure you're following me on social media at Longshoe. And we'll be talking again soon. Adios, everybody.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.